Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. So happy to have you guys listening today, and I can't wait to just talk about everything that I want to talk about today. And it's definitely a harder subject, I think, not only for me but also for the people listening, because I'm pretty sure everybody has been in this situation before, and I just want to bring more light to it, and maybe you can look at it from a different perspective today. But first, I just really want to say thank you for everyone who's been listening. I've been getting a lot of good feedback, and people have been really appreciating listening to this podcast during the quarantine time. And that's why I really just want to bring out a lot of like positive things to talk about, and, you know, just things that are real life. Maybe you can get your mind off of everything that's going on. And if you're anything like me, I just love to listen to podcasts while I'm doing work. So if you are working from home, hopefully this will be able to help you think about things in a different light. So I just really appreciate it. And I appreciate negative feedback as well, if it's nice. I definitely would love to hear any type of feedback that you guys have so I can become better at doing this. And, you know, it's just been a hobby for me, so it's been really fun to just come on here and be able to talk about anything I want to. And in a way, it's kind of like a therapy session for me, and I can vent and talk about, you know, whatever is on my heart. So I really appreciate you guys. Thanks. So today I really want to talk about feeling unloved or unwanted, which I know that this is not a positive subject, and it can be really hard for people to talk about or even listen to, because I'm pretty sure everybody at some point has felt that way. And I just want to talk about how to maybe get out of that feeling, or if anything, help not stay in that feeling per se. I know that so many times in my life I have felt that, and it's crazy because I have been surrounded by people that love me, but you still feel so unloved and unwanted. And it's either just because you feel it from just yourself, or maybe someone did something to you that just really hurt you. And I just want to be able to shed a positive light in that and try to get out of that feeling, because it is not good to stay there, and it's not going to help you in any way, and it's not true. At the end of the day, those feelings that you feel not feeling loved or that no one wants you is such a feeling from evil and the devil, and it's just such a negative feeling that it's not true at the end of the day. I mean, it's not. Everybody has someone that loves them, and you're always wanted, and at the end of the day, you know, God wanted you here and he loves you, and that's all that really matters. And if that's the only person that you have, I mean, I'd rather have him than have a bunch of fake people that pretend to love me or pretend to even want me to be in their lives. So there's that. But I really just want to talk about a couple of things, because I know that I wanted to share like how I've been feeling about that. And I have definitely gone through that feeling a lot, and kind of here recently a little bit of it. I think that, you know, getting out of a relationship can be a little bit hard. And I know I don't really talk about that, and I'm not going to talk about it, because my ex is a great guy and I don't want to get into that. It's no one's business. But sometimes when you get out of a relationship, it can be really hard, and you can feel kind of that unwanted feeling. And it's not like per se like that person's fault. It's just how you feel because you're alone again. And I have no problem being alone. I'm an introvert, and I actually thrive off of being alone. I am someone that needs alone time throughout the day. But of course, during this quarantine time, I've had a lot of alone time, so it's almost been a little bit too much. And one of my biggest fears that I haven't really talked about or really told many people is, I think a lot of people's fear is feeling like you'll never be wanted by somebody, or feeling unloved. And I think that because of my situation and a lot of my health issues that I have, and the fact that, you know, there's always a chance that I won't be able to have children one day, that can make me feel really scared that no one will ever want me, as bad as that is. And I know it's not true, but it just is hard not to think like that, because it's hard that knowing that someday a guy was going to be okay with the fact that I'm in pain a lot and I have to be on certain type of medications, or that, you know, there's always that chance that I might not be able to have children and they have to be okay with that. And even if we do have kids, like, the process is long, it's frustrating, it's expensive. So that's a really scary feeling, to feel like a burden, to feel like I'm, you know, not good enough for somebody. And I have obviously really worked on that, because I know that at the end of the day, someone will be out there for me and they'll be the right one for me. And I know that right now I can just focus on God and just myself, because I know that I am loved and that I won't be a burden to somebody. But it is really hard to sometimes not think about that, especially when you have a chronic illness that isn't curable. I think a lot of people who have that deal with that kind of pain, and just people who have gone through a lot, anybody who has trauma or some type of mental health issue, or just anybody in general, can feel that, like, unwanted or a burden, or they feel like they have a lot of baggage with them. And of course, none of it's true, but it is really hard to get out of that feeling. So I just really wanted to talk about that a lot, because the whole I'm not worth it, that might be something that you have felt your whole life. And it's not, you know, fair to sometimes bring that into another relationship or to put that on your friends or family, because at the end of the day, you are all worth it. Everyone deserves to be loved, deserves to be treated right, and deserves to feel that, you know, by themselves too. So we definitely need to get out that mindset of I'm not worth it, because you guys are all worth it, and we need to stop thinking like that. I definitely feel like the whole I am flawed, and that means that I am bad and that I'm not good enough. And that's just not true. We all have a past. We all have something that we're ashamed of, something that we've done. And that does not mean that we don't deserve love. That doesn't mean we deserve not to be wanted by somebody or just by ourselves. And I think the thing that I have really noticed about myself is that as humans, we constantly want that acceptance from others, when really we just need the acceptance from God. And guess what, everybody? He's already given it to us. As soon as you let him into your life and you accepted him in as your savior and you have formed a relationship with him, he has loved you. And if you have done the worst of the worst and you have just had not a good past, or you just feel so ashamed of everything that you've done, he gives you forgiveness. He is a merciful God. And that is the most amazing thing about having a relationship with him, is that no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, if you've asked for forgiveness and you're trying to change to be a better person and to be a better follower of Jesus, then that's all that matters at the end of the day. He does not expect any of us to be perfect, and he does not definitely expect us to have this perfect past or be this perfect person, because first off, that's not real, and no one is perfect, and we're all going to mess up eventually. Even the most righteousness of righteous people mess up and or have bad past. So definitely having the whole mindset changed of that I am such a flawed person that I don't deserve this, that is not true at all. And I know it's so hard to get out of that mindset, because I have been there, and sometimes I'm still dealing with that, and it can be just really difficult to try to get out of that. But just working on it and praying, I swear, prayer about it helps so much. Or like I said in my last podcast, journaling helps a lot too, to be able to just get out those feelings and talk about everything, you know, that you want to get out. I think that the problem with the feeling the unwanted is that we feel like we don't even want ourselves most of the time, so why would anybody else want us? And that is something that I know I struggled with a lot, especially when I was dealing with my eating disorder. The fact that I didn't even like myself, I didn't even love who I was, and I definitely didn't, if I was not me, I wouldn't want to date me, because I just felt like I had so many things wrong. Not only did I have, you know, two chronic illnesses, I can't have children, but on top of all that, I also am recovering from an eating disorder. Like, goodness, talk about, you know, a ton of baggage for someone who is going to be my future husband. I mean, bless the poor man who has to deal with that, because hopefully that person will be a very patient and understanding person. But I feel like a lot of us go through that where we just feel like, you know, I don't even want myself and I don't even love who I am. How is anyone else ever going to love me? And I feel like that is something that I'm definitely working on now, which is why I think it is really important that when you are single or dealing with, you know, being alone, that you really work on that, because you can't get into a relationship or be with anybody if you don't even love yourself. And I definitely think that it's hard to feel loved or wanted by someone if you don't even feel that about your own being, your own self. And we definitely have to work on that. And it's really important to focus on that. And especially if you are single, and you can still do it even when you're in a relationship. I just think that it takes time and it takes a lot of steps. And of course, you're going to have your bad days and your good days. But I think it's important that you realize that and you recognize that and you try to work on it and just becoming, you know, the person that you want to be. And it's okay that you have, you know, baggage per se, quote unquote, and all that, because it doesn't matter. Everyone has baggage, honestly. Everybody has something that they bring to the table, and sometimes yours might be worse than theirs, or theirs might be worse than yours. It doesn't matter. We all come together at the end of the day, not perfect, sinful, and with a lot of baggage. And I just think that we need to sometimes give ourselves a little bit of credit and a little bit of leeway that, you know what, everyone is like this. And just because I might have a little bit more things doesn't mean that I'm not an unloved or I don't deserve to be wanted by somebody. The next thing is definitely that you are a victim, but you don't have to pity yourself. That is sometimes a hard pill to swallow, especially for me. I feel like I have definitely been struggling with that. Sometimes when you have illnesses or mental health, you know, say like depression, anxiety, or an eating disorder, it's sometimes easy to fall as a victim and to feel sorry for yourself a lot and to just pity yourself and just kind of get into this rut of a deep sadness or depression and just be like, well, I'm just, you know, this horrible person and I don't deserve anything, and, you know, go on and on and on and kind of just play the victim card, which there's nothing wrong with that. I definitely feel like there are certain people that, you know, deserved that they are the victim, or that they definitely should felt, I guess, not bad for, but it's okay to feel those feelings too. I definitely never want to have anyone feel like they can't feel sad about themselves or feel sad for themselves, because I have felt that, and I've been told by my therapist that it's okay to feel sad for yourself, because sometimes it is really sad. It is really sad that I'm sick and that I won't get better. It is really sad that I went through that eating disorder. It is really sad that I was in a verbally abusive relationship. It is really sad that I went through those things as a child. You know, that's sad, but you also can't just live in that pettiness. You have to get out of it, because that is where your strength comes from. And the last thing I want to do is live my life as a victim or as, and just deal with that self-pity for forever. I don't want that. I don't want to pity myself anymore. I want to be strong and to be able to look back and be like, I went through all of that stuff and look at where I'm at today. I came out on top. Yes, I have my struggles. Yes, every day is not great. Yes, there's going to be still hard times. Yes, I'm going to be sad. Yes, I'm going to cry. I'm going to be angry. I'm going to yell. I'm not going to be perfect. But at least I am working on it. I am recognizing that I need help. I am recognizing that I am a strong person. And that is something that I have really noticed about myself in the last, especially the last 3 months, that I have taken this chronic illness and this mental health issues by the horns and just been like, you know what? No, I'm not going to sit here. And even though I feel like crap right now, I'm going to get up and I'm going to live out my day. I'm going to do the things that I want to do. If I want to work out, I'm going to work out because that's what makes me happy. Or if I want to run, I'm going to go for a run. Obviously, there are days where I get up and I just don't feel good and I don't want to do it, or I just feel really sad. And I know that once I just get out of that mindset and do something that I love, whether it is working out or walking or reading a book or just going for a run, whatever it is that makes me happy, I just get up and I do it, and that helps me so much. that, you know, you don't have to feel that pittiness. And I feel like that's sometimes where the unwanted feeling comes from, because we just feel like, well, you know, you get in that mindset of that victim, unwanted, pity, oh, poor me type of feeling. And that's okay to feel. I don't want to come off across like that. You can't feel those things, because again, you certainly can, but don't stay in that emotions and those feelings, because at the end of the day, like, that's not good and it's not okay. You're so much stronger than that. You are so much better than that. And you're better than any of the circumstances that you went through. Something else that I really want to talk about is it is possible to feel that empty feeling that you feel, that unwanted, that unloved yourself. As simple as that seems, it is so true. And I have found that just within myself in the last couple weeks. You don't need anybody, whether it's a boy or a girl or a family member or whatever, you don't need anybody to feel happy. No one person should make you feel a certain way that is negative, and you can feel just as good. You can love yourself all by yourself. You don't need anybody to make you happy. You don't need anybody to make you feel good enough or to feel loved or to feel wanted. You can do that all by yourself. I am such a believer in being independent and depending on yourself. And if you're going to depend on someone, depend on God for that guidance and depend on Him. But don't try to put all of your happiness or the feelings that you should feel about yourself into somebody else. I don't think that it's right. I don't think that it's how we're supposed to live our life. And even if you are in a relationship, you are your own person. That person that you're with does not define who you are. And I know that I've seen that in past friends' relationships, that sometimes they define themselves by having a boyfriend and that is what makes them beautiful, or that's what makes them happy, or that's what makes them feel loved and wanted. And that is just not right. It's not good. It's not healthy at the end of the day, because then you just put everything into that relationship and into that person, and you kind of forget about yourself. Or like I've done in the past, put God on the back burner, and that's where I've stopped and been like, no, He should definitely be in the front at the very top of my list. He's the first person I talk to every morning. He is like my favorite person to just be with, and I find my love in my beauty and my strength and all everything in through Him and myself. I feel beautiful today because I believe in myself, and I feel like that. No one has to tell me that. Nobody has to call me up or comment on my picture or tell me that by a like on an Instagram photo or a Facebook post or whatever. I feel like that by myself today because I know it's true that I am made and beautiful in His image. And that nobody else, not one single person, can tell me that otherwise. And that can be so hard to believe sometimes, because it is so easy to feel negative about ourselves. I mean, I could stand in the mirror and just look and be like, oh my gosh, I got this wrong with me. I have this wrong. I'm this way. I have this type of personality. Just go on and on about picking at ourselves and picking at all the negatives. And that feeling of unwantedness and unloved comes into our minds because we're like, wow, I can't even look at myself and I just see all these flaws. How is anybody else ever going to love me? But just stop. Stop doing that, people. Stop picking at yourself. Stop saying all the negative things about yourself. You are so beautiful. You are so handsome if you're a guy, in your own way. You don't need to be anybody else. You don't need to be like that supermodel that you saw on Instagram. You don't need to be like that buff, muscular guy that you saw in a movie last night. You are perfect the way that you are. And somebody someday, if you are single currently, somebody someday will make you feel like that all on their own. And if you haven't found that person, it's just not your time yet. And that's okay. There is no timeline, no time limit of when you're supposed to find your person. But you definitely want to make sure that you are patient during that time. And if you are single in this time, don't take it as a negative thing. Take it as a positive, that it gives you that time to focus on your relationship with God and to focus on yourself and to make yourself feel better and to work on that positive mindset of your own thoughts about your own self, that you don't depend on the next person to make yourself feel beautiful and or better about yourself, that that comes from you, and that no matter what anybody says, that you won't be offended by it, because you're like, well, I know who I am and I know where I come from and I know that God thinks I'm beautiful, so I could really care less about your own opinion and how what you think about me. And guys, that is all I really want to talk about today. I know that it is a little bit of a different subject, but I just really felt like it was on my heart. And I know it's just something that I've been struggling with in the past. And so I really just wanted to be able to talk about it with you guys and really just want to be an encouraging word. So if you have ever felt that low before, please, please, please reach out to me. I am always, you know, you can reach out to me through my Instagram or Facebook or texting or whatever. I don't care. I would really appreciate that. I want to be here for you guys. And, you know, I want to give you an encouraging word. And yeah, I hope that you guys have an amazing day, an amazing weekend if you're listening to this weekend. Have a great holiday weekend. I hope you guys all enjoy this time, and I will talk back to you guys soon.